1. It's 73 degrees here in Atlantic. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. We look for mostly sunny skies today, a high of 92. Our news is brought to you by Robinson True Value Hardware, serving southwest Iowa with the best hardware for over 70 years. The 2012 Cass County Fair begins its six-day run today here in Atlantic with livestock check-ins and other activities. Among them is the 4-H static exhibit entries and conference judging and a food sale that takes place in the community center beginning at 10 a.m. The King and Queen contest starts tonight at 8 o'clock, and that can be heard live here on KJAN. Then at 8:30, there will be a senior recognition. Highlights during the evening hours of the next few days include a bull ride at 7:30 p.m. on Friday, ATV races at 6 p.m. Saturday, a tractor show Sunday at 4 o'clock, the Grand Champion Beef Selection Monday at 7 p.m., and the livestock sale on Tuesday at 8 a.m. You can find a complete rundown of the Cass County Fair schedule on the web at www.extension.iastate.edu/Cass. There's a link to that under the same story on our webpage at kjan.com under the News tab. News time is 8:02.
Shop Robinson's True Value Hardware, your oldest downtown hardware store in Atlantic. They've been providing the same dependable quality service and quality merchandise for over 70 years at the same location. So come down to Robinson's True Value for all of your hardware needs. They've got paint for any surface and hardware for any purpose. And for all of your shipping and packaging needs, they ship via UPS. That's Robinson True Value Hardware Store at 325 Chestnut in downtown Atlantic. Or give them a call at 243-4667.
The Audubon County Fair is continuing its near a week-long run today in Audubon. Some highlights include the Knowledge Bowl and the Show Barn at 1:30, the Children's Theater at the Grandstand at 5:30, 4-H Recognition at the Grandstand at 6:30, and the Queen Contest tonight at 7:30. For more information, you can log on to our website at kjan.com. Click on the link to the Audubon County Extension Office. Cass County Engineer Charles Marker appeared before the Board of Supervisors during their meeting Wednesday morning here in Atlantic, and Marker provided the board with an update on the various projects the Secondary Roads Department is handling.
We have completed basically all of our culvert projects that we have material in for. That also includes our paving job. It is not 100% complete, but all the asphalt is down on the Marnie project coming from the interstate down through and including the city of Marnie. We've got a little bit of shoulder work that Henningsen will have to do where they put rock on the shoulders next to the asphalt. We've also got the bridge contractor yet to come in on the bridge right at the city of at the northwest corner of Marnie. We've got to put new approved guardrails on that, so that means adopting or amending a little bit at the end of the bridge to make it accommodate these guardrails.
With the culvert pipes being installed, Marker says their attention now turns to a couple of bridges they've been examining, which will likely need deck replacement. The wooden decks will be replaced with corrugated steel.
One of those bridges is up Buck Creek to Chicago. If you know where the Buck Creek Methodist Church is, it's the one just down the hill from there. A high truss bridge, which currently has laminated boards setting on edge for the deck. They're deteriorating to the point we're going to completely take them off and put this corrugated decking on it. The second location is if you take the street out of Cumberland, which turns into a gravel on the east side of Cumberland. It is known as Quincy Road. If you go 2 miles east of there to 710th Street, and just barely south, we have another small steel I-beam bridge at that location, which again we're going to take the wood decking off of it and put corrugated metal on in hopes of getting a few more years out of these bridges.
An overflow bridge just to the east of the Landfill Road Bridge here in Cass County is also in need of repair, according to Marker. A steel I-beam bridge 2 miles north of Cumberland and 1 mile east will get a new deck as well, along with other improvements. In other news, police say they've arrested a 25-year-old Omaha man on accusations that he fatally shot a Southeast Omaha man and his two sons. Timothy J. Britt was arrested Wednesday and charged with 3 counts of first-degree murder and 3 firearms-related charges. He's accused of shooting 44-year-old Miguel Avalos, 18-year-old Miguel Avalos Jr., and his 16-year-old brother Jose on July the 9th. Police have said someone broke into the Avalos home and opened fire. Other family members in the home escaped injury. Now, Britt is the third person to be arrested in the case. Others are 33-year-old Anthony Davis of Omaha and 27-year-old Tiana Clairday of Council Bluffs. 3 Sac County men are charged with first-degree kidnapping in a 2009 attack on a migrant worker. Radio Iowa's Dar Danielson reports.
The Iowa Division of Criminal Investigation has charged 26-year-old Thomas Schrader, the second of Wall Lake, 26-year-old Stephen Schrader Vodelbolt, and 42-year-old Bradley Jacobson of Wall Lake in the assault on Raphael Trevino. The DCI report says the three men and Trevino were at a Wall Lake bar when Trevino left with a co-worker. Trevino was later assaulted at a residence and then forced into a pickup and driven to an abandoned factory where he was assaulted again. The three men then allegedly drove Trevino back to the bar where they assaulted him a third time. Trevino suffered multiple injuries that include traumatic brain damage. The report does not give any motive for the attacks on Trevino. All three of the men turned themselves in and were released on their own recognizance. I'm Dar Danielson.
AARP Magazine is ranking the Omaha Council Bluffs metro area as one of the 10 best metro areas in the country to live on a $100 a day. Gabby Redford, the magazine's editorial projects manager, says they looked for cities where a person could live most comfortably on an annual income of $36,500 per year.
The $100 a day was a nice round number. Plus, we know that many seniors are living on a fixed income. You know, many seniors are actually living just on their Social Security income, and that's a very modest amount of money.
She says one of the first things they looked at were cities that had an extremely affordable housing market.
The median home price in Omaha is $123,000, and that was well within our price range. But then we also looked at all the cultural things that Omaha has to offer, all of the hiking and biking trails and the parks and recreation.
Redford says they also looked at things ranging from the arts to health care facilities to educational opportunities in determining the top 10 list.
Omaha has a very affordable cost of living, we discovered when we did some digging, and that includes things like groceries and utilities and health care, transportation. All of those things are important. You know, we also looked at the economy, and Omaha has a very low unemployment rate, I think one of the lowest in the country.
And the other cities in the top 10 include Eau Claire, Wisconsin, Las Cruces, New Mexico, Spokane, Washington, Roanoke, Virginia, San Antonio, Texas, Grand Junction, Colorado, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, Morgantown, West Virginia, and Gainesville, Florida. Elsewhere in state news this morning, and regional news actually, the latest U.S. drought monitor map shows all of Iowa and most of Nebraska are suffering severe or extreme drought. The map shows the east central portion of the state and a section of southeast Iowa are experiencing extreme drought. In Nebraska, the western 75% is enduring extreme drought, with most of the rest suffering severe drought. A few counties in central Nebraska are listed as being under exceptional drought conditions. That's the worst possible listing on the monitor. The drought map is a project shared by the University of Nebraska at Lincoln, the U.S. Department of Agriculture, and the National Weather Service. The latest map is based on conditions as of 6 a.m. Tuesday, and it doesn't include any rainfall from the storms that fell Wednesday night into early this morning. Taking a look at national news headlines, there's mixed news about the economy today. The Commerce Department says businesses cut back on orders for long-lasting factory goods last month, not counting aircraft and other transportation equipment. The Labor Department says applications for unemployment benefits dropped by 35,000 last week after climbing the previous week, though the numbers may be skewed by seasonal factors. The Obama administration is launching a new drive against health care fraud that involves by comparing claims from Medicare, Medicaid, and private health plans to ferret out any bogus billing. Details of the plan will be announced today by Health and Human Services Secretary Kathleen Sebelius, Attorney General Eric Holder, and top insurance executives. A suburban Philadelphia man is heading to federal prison for bilking customers out of more than $400,000 by promising Holy Land trips. That never happened. A federal judge has ordered John Baird to spend 5 years in prison. Prosecutors say the operator of Christian Pilgrim Tours promised trips and even an audience with the Pope, then canceled after getting paid in advance. And Katherine Jackson is apparently back with Michael Jackson's children a day after a judge temporarily took away her guardianship. Paris Jackson tweeted early this morning that her grandmother was back home, and Katherine Jackson's son Marlon posted a note on Twitter that his mother had returned looking and sounding great. She'd been away for several days under circumstances that remain unclear. News time is 8:10.
Shop Robinson's True Value Hardware, your oldest downtown hardware store in Atlantic. They've been providing the same dependable quality service and quality merchandise for over 70 years at the same location. So come down to Robinson's True Value for all of your hardware needs. They've got paint for any surface and hardware for any purpose. And for all of your shipping and packaging needs, they ship via UPS. That's Robinson True Value Hardware Store at 325 Chestnut in downtown Atlantic. Or give them a call at 243-4667.
And in our funeral announcements this morning, Connie F. Walter, age 65, of Exira, died Saturday at the Exira Care Center. Celebration of Life memorial services for Connie Walter will be today at 10:30 at the Kessler Funeral Home in Exira. Linda Louise Mitchell, age 61, of Adel, died Tuesday at her home. Graveside services for Linda Mitchell will be held today at 11 o'clock at the Iowa Veterans Cemetery in Van Meter. Johnson Family Funeral Home in Stewart has the arrangements. Dorothy Zeiger, age 86, of Audubon, died Tuesday at her home. Funeral services for Dorothy Zeiger will be today at 2 o'clock at the Kessler Funeral Home in Audubon. Bruce Galmer, age 79, of Earlham, died Tuesday. Funeral services for Bruce Galmer will be held on Friday at 11 o'clock at the Crossroads Church in Earlham. Johnson Family Funeral Home in Earlham has arrangements. Mary Agnes Murphy, age 73, of Jamesport, Missouri, and formerly of Atlantic, died Tuesday at the Cameron Nursing and Rehab. Funeral services for Mary Murphy will be held Saturday at 10 o'clock at the Community Church of Christ in Fanning, Kansas. The Harmon Rohde Funeral Home in Troy, Kansas, is in charge of the arrangements. Richard Dick F. Evans, age 84, of Audubon, died Wednesday at the Friendship Home. Funeral services for Dick Evans will be Saturday at 10:30 at the First Presbyterian Church in Audubon. Kessler Funeral Home in Audubon has arrangements. Dale Sorensen, age 88, of Harlan, died Tuesday. Funeral services for Dale Sorensen will be Saturday at 10:30 at the First Baptist Church in Harlan. Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has the arrangements. Harry M. Rasmussen, age 94, of Audubon, died Sunday. Funeral services for Harry Rasmussen will be Saturday at 2 o'clock at the Ebenezer Lutheran Church west of Audubon. Kessler Funeral Home in Audubon has arrangements. Our news was brought to you by Robinson True Value Hardware, serving Southwest Iowa with the best hardware for over 70 years. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.